Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Sue, which we're going to get on the line right about now because, you know, that's the start of the hour, not me. Every other Thursday is all about Dr. Sue and Miss P, okay? And just for you guys to know while I'm dialing her up, I just want you to know that Dr. Sue is launching her own show called In Bed with Dr. Sue, which I am terribly excited about. So, you know, you guys are going to have to, you know, wait and let her fill you in on all the details. So today's topic is about relationships and the good, the bad, the ugly. But, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to Skype you in, Dr. Sue. I'm not seeing the little icon as usually here. So, yeah, I don't know what they're doing on a switchboard, if they're making changes, but I really, really, really don't see it. Like, it's normally just right there, guys. So while I'm trying to figure that all out, let's play a song. And this one was submitted by Phoenix, and this one is called Toy, and it's produced and performed by Mr. Holiday. So tune in while I get Dr. Sue on the line.
Let me
Phoenix, and he was singing his little heart out in Mr. Holiday. So we have Dr. Sue on the line. You know, Doc, I apologize again about the inconvenience, but we have her on the line, and I apologize for the listeners that's been on the line patiently waiting to hear us go back and forth about how crazy relationships can be and how good they can be as well. Dr. Sue, welcome to the show. Dr. Sue. Okay, let me find out we lost Dr. Sue. This is such a crazy, crazy, crazy night, guys. And, you know, for all those guys tuning in for the first time, I apologize about the inconvenience. And I just hope that this won't be your last time tuning in. We're having problems with the switchboard, obviously. And I really don't know what to say about it, but it's really... really alarming, let me just put it that way. So we have some other great songs that, you know, we have in our little Rolodex of music right here, and I'm going to try to get Dr. Sue back on the line to see what the heck is going on. So without further ado, let's play something, and this one is one of my favorites, I must say, and it's called Sex in the Morning by Diamond Dallas. And I think it kind of correlates with what we're talking about tonight. And that's some relationships, because in relationships you have sex, good or bad, you're having it, right? But if it's bad, hopefully not. So tune in. This is Diamond Dallas with Sex in the Morning. Baby.
Down.
Sex in the Morning by Diamond Dallas, and we have Dr. Sue on the line. Hey, Doc.
Hello. Is everybody there?
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Are we all tuned in now? Are we ready to start the show for real this time? Because we were, you know, really playing with you guys in the beginning.
I think it's sunspots or something.
We wanted to see who was paying attention. That's what it was about.
Oh, okay. Okay, is everybody awake?
I'm here. I mean, I've been up since 4:30 this morning, and I'm still going.
Oh, see, now this is getting crazy then. So you're just doing this walking zombie thing.
Exactly. Walking around crazy. But, you know, we held up people long enough, so let's just jump right into it. Relationships.
Now, you were saying that you
yes.
had an issue you wanted to talk about, so let's talk
oh
about
my
your
God.
Issue first.
Yes, thank you for reminding me, is the lack of sleep and no coffee. Okay, guys, this is what happened to me. Okay, someone asked me, they said, you know, they wanted to get interviewed on a show. So right now, you know, it's a lot going on with the show, a lot of changes, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, whatever. But anyway, so I told them, okay, now this is, mind you guys, this was Sunday. So I knew that I had a full day on Monday where I wasn't going to be able to, you know, respond to an email and anything like that. So I said, you know what, give me to the end of Tuesday to get back to you with, you know, the interview and everything. We'll set up something. We'll see what's up. So he was like, okay, thanks, no problem. By the time Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I was getting crazy emails, getting cursed out royally. I couldn't even understand it. So at first I thought it was a joke because, you know, I thought it was like I was getting punked because I was like, who freaking talks to me like this and gets away with it without me, like, you know, choking them out? But at the same time, it was just like so disrespectful because I didn't get back to him when he felt I should get back to him. So basically each email that he sent to me was like, F you, F the show, and you're nothing, and this is not how you handle business, and da-da-da-da-da. I was just going back and forth. So I just kindly just said, okay, this is how I'm going to handle the situation. I'm going to email him back and let him know in a nice way that I don't tolerate this type of, you know, like people talking to me like this, and, you know, the behavior is uncalled for because it's still Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern. The end of the day is at 12 midnight. So he just was like, well, you're not Oprah. You're not Wendy Williams. You suck. I mean, it's going.
Okay, so let me get this straight, though. You got in touch with him and told him to wait until the end of the day on Tuesday, and he acknowledged that, right?
Yes, he said, okay, no problem.
And when did these emails start coming in?
These emails started coming in around, when I checked my email, it was like 4 p.m. So
wow.
Basically, he didn't even give me ample enough time to, like, filter through what he sent me, listen to it, download it, do nothing. He gave me no time. And at this point, you know, I was all in a good mood and feeling myself and feeling life and enjoying life, and he just came and tried to rain on that. So I had to put him in his place in a nice way. But when you're dealing with someone like that, and I'm learning from just, you know, my psychology courses, you can't entertain it because he's already in his own world.
No,
you know?
See, this
and
is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this is it could have been a miscommunication in the sense of your end of the day was midnight. His end of the day may have been 5 o'clock. And that
mm-hmm.
might have been why he was flipping out. So that
Doc,
could be something. But you do not do what he did. I mean,
no,
it's absolutely ridiculous. It's disrespectful. It's rude. It's everything you can imagine. I mean, forget it. That's ridiculous. You don't treat
it
people
is.
That way.
No, and then in addition to that, if his end of the day was 5 o'clock, granted, if I answered my email at 4, then his end of the day didn't come for him either. So we both was on the
mm-hmm.
same time schedule, at, you know what
exactly.
I mean, technically. So I just felt like it was disrespectful. It was the first time that I ever received email like that from anybody that was interested in getting on a show or anybody in general, you know, because I just don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, take too kindly to people speaking to me a certain kind of way because I feel like I show love to everybody. But at the same time, that's part of life. You're going to get the ups and the downs, the good, the bad, the bumps, the bruises, whatever. And I sent him on his way pretty much in a nice way. And then that's when he emailed me back and said, F you think you Oprah?
Wow. I'm sorry you had to go through that, because that's crack ass crazy as far as I'm concerned. It's disrespectful behavior, no matter what way you look at it. He obviously has, I would say, a narcissistic personality, because he wants all the attention on him. So, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
I wouldn't worry about that, and you're right.
I don't have to entertain that, because, you know, he's still going to be where he's at. And if he thinks he's going to go through life with that behavior, whether it's a job or whether it's just you trying to push your music and, you know, network with people, no one of substance is going to tolerate that type of behavior. And that's why when I tweet certain things and stuff like that, I try to put out stuff that makes sense to people, because people email me left and right. Like, I have, like, computer neck, reverse neck curve from, like, being over the computer, hunched, checking emails, trying to respond and be responsive to everyone. And, you know, things that people approach you with, whether this is an online radio show or not, it just still should be respected, and you should carry yourself in a certain way if you're looking for something for someone. Don't email me with the yo's and the A and the ma's and all that, because, you know, no. Don't do it. Even if I wasn't doing the Intune show and it was just like I'm just hearing you trying to get my interest, I don't pay attention to that in the street. So I don't want people to refer, you know, put it all in writing and then misspell and all of that stuff. So that's the point of when I be tweeting, just for someone who said, why I'm tweeting all of this? I'm like, because it needs to be said, period. It's my experience in my life. I'm not tweeting about my man dragged me down the street and threw me up the block and I hate you and I want to kill myself. I'm not doing that. I'm just...
It should be put out there. I mean, it's, you know, people are too quick to do that. And I'm sorry, being a female supremacist, and I am, there's a lot of men with that grandiose behavior, and you'll usually find they have very tiny penises. So that's probably an issue. So what I would do is just feel pity for the poor dear, and, you know, we're sorry to hear about your penis, but unfortunately, if you're going to behave that way, nobody's going to listen to you.
And no one's going to mention your penis. Bigger than that.
Like, you know, it's just too bad that people have to behave that way.
Yeah, which leads us into the topic of relationships.
That's the sad part.
Exactly.
You know,
because
really?
Believe it or not, you know, like with the topic relationships, that's how some people behave in relationships, and partly why relationships don't really pan out. You know, because if
because what you're looking at is it's not an exchange. You know, you can look at that with any relationship. Unless you've got a mutual one-on-one exchange, this was obviously all one-sided on his part. So it was me, look at me, you're not looking at me. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And that, you know, you were technically stepping on his little pee-pee. So, and that pissed him off. So by we were ignoring him. That's why he was making the remarks about, you know, Oprah and Wendy Williams. And it's just, you know, someone like that isn't worth putting on the show, because they would probably screw up the show, to be totally
Exactly. And that just reminded me that his end point was like, I missed out and he was going to boost my show up. And you have 300 followers. You have 300 followers and you have like 200 people on Facebook. How are you going to boost my show up? Seriously?
Exactly. And this is what I mean. It's the grandiose. It's that whole, oh, you are just so influential. which I should talk. I don't have that many either, but you know what I mean.
It doesn't matter.
You know, come on. You don't act that way. That's just unbelievable.
Right. I don't have that many either, Doc. I mean, especially on Twitter, because I just really started it like 2 months ago.
So did I. I just really started banging it out the last few months.
Exactly. But that's not the point. It's not about the followers and all of
no,
that.
It's
no, it's
not.
It's, just, like,
it's not.
It's his
your
cocky
behavior.
Attitude and the way he approached me is what made me go there. Which I shouldn't, because it's like I'm stooping to his level. But, you know, don't tell me what you're going to bring forth to me, because if you're going to bring me anything, bring me a cup of coffee and bring me empowerment and support and love. Otherwise, step off, because I'm not interested. And that goes
for
any and everyone. Okay?
And not even in the business realm. I mean, that goes with any relationship.
Yes.
If someone is treating you that way, let it go, man. It's just not worth it, because no matter what you do, and especially now, at this point, no matter what you do, it's not going to make him happy.
Nope. Especially a man like him or a woman like him. those characteristics as a straight, like, run for your life.
Yeah, and it's not, that's, and it's not strictly male or female. There are, you know, both sexes do the same thing. They get this diva behavior. And, I mean, in my world, when, you know, there's a lot of dominatrixes and whatever, and you can get into some serious cat fighting going on, and it's ridiculous. Instead of empowering each other and promoting each other, it turns into this slash fest, and it's ridiculous. There's no point. Nobody wants to
hear
that.
I want to talk about that for like 2 seconds, Doc. Okay, when dominatrix fight, are they like pulling out whips and like how does that even happen?
Well, no, because don't forget, most of this is online, so it just becomes a mudslinging contest. They start, you know, slamming them on Twitter. They try to find out who your clients are and then slam you to your clients. And they put so much effort into bringing this other person down that if they put that much effort into their own business,
mm-hmm.
they'd be flying. You know,
exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous. But there's a lot of that that goes on. There's a lot of mudslinging that goes on in the online, you know, fetish world. Just
dang, I can't wait to your show on Sunday. Woo, this is going to be hot. You guys hear this? Like, Dr. Sue, tell them about your show. We might as well go there.
We've decided that we are going to have a show that is going to be all fetish-based, answering questions, you know, letting people know that they're not insane, because that's one of the biggest questions I get is, oh, my God, is there something wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with you. Now, I have to admit, there is the odd person, very rare, that, yes, you do need psychiatric care. But, again, that's rare, and it usually has nothing to do with fetish in and of itself. It's just their own issue. But, yeah, that's what we're going to be discussing. This Sunday, 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Mistress Kiara, and we're going to be talking about financial domination, which is a huge mystery to a lot of people, and I want to differentiate, you know, the difference between that and being a gold digger and the fact that this is actually a business, surprisingly enough, and that it's not an easy business. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'll just slam up a website and all the men are just going to send me money. No, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, we're going to be talking to her about that and just enlightening everybody.
Right. So,
bringing,
you know,
fetish out of the dark.
Yes, and for all those who are interested in that, you know, I'm sure that Dr. Sue could give you some advice, or the guest of the night will give you guys some advice on how to start. But for all those that tune into the show that are into that, please videotape it and send it to me, because I'm so interested in it. Like, imagine, like, I've opened up the mail and there's, like, a freaking videotape of someone bonding someone up. I mean, maybe I would like that just a little bit. I don't know. Try me, guys.
You
send it to me.
See, this is the thing, is I think there's a whole stigma attached to anything in BDSM or fetish, which, believe it or not, they're kind of separate. But anything concerning that, you'll find that people get afraid. As soon as you say dominatrix, the first thing that comes to mind is a woman standing there with a whip in her hand, and she's, you know, mega bitch, and that isn't what goes on. That isn't the way it is at all. Whether you're a male dom or a female dom, there's a lot of sensual work that goes in, and it's not all about pain. Most people don't want anything to do with pain. So it's a matter of bringing it out in the open and talking about it and getting people to realize that it's not the scary thing. And to be totally honest, if you incorporate some small aspects of it into your relationship, you'd be surprised. It would really spark things up in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
Then again, it doesn't have to do with pain. It doesn't have to. You can pick and choose. You can play with whatever you want to play with, whatever works for you and whoever you happen to be with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not whips and chains. You know, it's not. It doesn't. Well, it is in certain aspects. Yeah, if that's what you want. But there's such a huge amount of it that isn't that.
Exactly.
So we just
want
to try and let everybody know that, you know, that's what we're going to be doing, is touching on subjects that people probably don't even know that is associated with fetish. I mean, financial domination, for one, most people when they hear that, they're like, why would someone send money to someone? Why would you just do that? And a lot of people think, well, I would never do that. Guys, just so you know, you've been financially dominated at some point in your life. You just didn't know
mm-hmm.
it.
Please, and some
of us
knew it.
And she may not even have done it on purpose.
And some of us knew it and just didn't care, as long as we were with the individual that we were so, like, in love or in lust with. I know
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of that. You know, like, hey, listen, I'm feeling you, so whatever. Let's just go with the flow. Don't make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it wrong. But at least I could admit to it. Some people will act so blindsided to the fact that that has happened. It has happened. It has happened.
Yeah.
Review
yeah.
your life.
And the thing is, if you want to get down to the real nitty gritty, the minute you take a woman out for dinner for the first time, you've been financially dominated. If you want to really peel it all the way down, the minute you bought her flowers, the minute you, you know, as soon as you're trying to romance someone with money, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that what these girls do is they're very plain and open about it. This is what we do. You know, this is it. And it usually goes hand in hand with a bunch of other things. It'll go hand in hand with another fetish.
Right, because, I mean, honestly, I love, like, the whole sex appeal of it all. Like, it's different, it's freaky, it's exciting, and you get to wear high pumps sometimes, you know, all the time. And
mm-hmm.
I'm into that. So I would definitely love to just, you know, be that just to put on an outfit.
Well, you know what? And that's the thing. There's such a stigma when you say dominatrix that you picture, you know, this really harsh image. And to be totally honest, a really good dom doesn't have that image. She's very sensual. It's a beautiful way to dress. You don't have to have that, you know, standing there with a frying pan look on your face.
And it's hot.
You know,
the frying pan,
it's
and
beautiful.
It's hot.
You know, if you're into corsets, there's beautiful corsets out there. There's stunning pieces out there. You know, you don't have to be a bitch with a whip. It just, you don't have to.
Sensual domination
is far more effective anyways.
Really? I want to fight.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to get
into a fight.
That's
another thing. People think that, I can be a dominatrix because I can just wield a whip and beat the crap out of men because I'm pissed off. No, it doesn't work that way.
Damn it.
That's a lot
I
to
tried.
Go with it.
I tried. You know, I was thinking of taking on another project, but since it's not about that. So.
No, there's a lot of psychology involved. Huge. That's why you'll find anybody who's doing this, even the ones who are just doing it online, you'll find they'll drop off for maybe a week or so because you've got to clear your head out.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to know a bunch of escorts years ago that
mm-hmm.
told me out of a month they would take a week off just because you're continuously working with the person's mind. You're constantly, oh, you're wonderful, you're this, you're that. Meanwhile, you're ready to vomit in your mouth.
Right. It's true.
It's a lot of head games. It's a lot of head games. So it's a lot of work.
It is. And I think that all coincides with just, like, relationships or just dealing with people in general, because I'm sure that there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that we all pretended to really, really love and really, really don't, you know. And every time you had to, you know, speak with this person, just like people that get into these relationships, so to speak, and they really like maybe your body, and that's it. They really don't like your
right.
face, or they don't like whatever, and they just talk you into getting what they want, but
mm-hmm.
then once they get it, they out. So, yeah, then they need a
but
break
what
from
I
you.
Want, what I would like to see is for people to stop getting talked into it. So let's talk
Absolutely.
Women, because let's face
yes.
it, that's what we're discussing.
That's,
women
that's what we discussed.
Are too quick to give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It just, there is no, like, why? Why are you giving it so quickly? For God's sakes, I always have a 3-date rule. You should never sleep with anybody till at least the third date. And by date, I mean full out going out for dinner, not coffee or a text. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
It's day three. Don't take off your pants until day three. Okay, at least wait,
that's
you know,
right.
over 42 hours.
Go home, get your vibrator, call Lady Twinkle. She's more than happy to get you any kind of device you need, but do not sleep with this man right off the bat.
Oh, my God.
It's an old rule. It's a
mm-hmm.
very old-fashioned rule, but it works. You've got to make him beg, which is why, to me, I want to see more women take on a dominant attitude, not from, again, bitch with a whip, but from, you know what, you should, what you have is a prize. You are a goddess. I don't care who you are. And you should then, therefore, be respected and treated as such.
Absolutely.
So if you're giving it away on the first date, forget it.
Forget it. Mm-hmm.
You've just lost your power. You've just lost everything in the relationship. There's no way. He's just going to be like, oh, that was easy.
Mm-hmm. And, Doc, what's your opinion on when you're going through, like, trials and tribulations in a relationship and you become submissive to make up sex? And then, you know, this issue is still, the underlying issue is still there. However, just by having sex, it sugarcoats the underlying issue. Do you think a woman should refrain?
And that's not a dominant submissive thing at all. That's got nothing to do with it. That's self-esteem. Mm. If you, that's desperation of trying to keep the relationship going. Well, if I, you know, do this in the bedroom or I try to keep him, why are you trying to keep someone who doesn't want to be with you? For the love of God, don't do it. Because no matter what, it's going to come down the pipe and, you know, it's going to blow up in the end anyways. It's the same as people who say, oh, I'm staying in the relationship for the kids. Don't be so stupid. That's the stupidest thing you can do. And I know there's a lot of people who will argue that point with me, but if you think your kids aren't affected by the fact that the two of you hate each other, ask them. Trust me, they get it. They watch it, they feel it, and they see it. So staying together for the sake of the kids does not help your kids.
Exactly, because in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I feel like ideally when people are in a relationship, the basic things that people try to stay in a relationship for is I don't want to search because of they get comfort in the relationship because they don't want to go out there looking for somebody else, money, sex, and kids. Or, you know, it has everything to do with selfish reasons. It doesn't have anything to do with the real reality of it all, that the relationship is not working and why deprive this person or yourself from moving on and being happy.
Exactly.
Just to hold on to materialistic.
And it's not what you're doing is, again, we're talking low self-esteem. And Lady G in the chat room is just saying the same thing. You're talking a low self-esteem issue when you're desperately hanging on to someone. That's telling yourself that you're not good enough you can't survive without that person. And that's rubbish. You know, we are all strong individuals. Yes, you can get into places, and we all do, get into these places where we don't feel, you know, too strong. And then you got to stand back and look at it and go, okay, is it me? Or in a lot of cases, your partner could be, you know, doing some serious mental stuff with you and breaking you down. And no one needs to stay in a relationship like that.
Absolutely. But, you know, as they all say, it's like easier said than done. You know, it's easier said than done.
Some people are stronger because you've got time invested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got time invested. You get upset. You know, it's like, oh, I've put in all this time. I, you know, want to try and make it work, which is fine. I'm not saying, you know, the minute the going gets rough, people should just dump the relationship, because I think that's too easy to do too. You got to work on it. But if one individual is the only one working on it, well, now you got another issue. Okay, now you got to sit down and go, okay, well, if I'm the only one that's trying to work on this, and say he's not bothering, why? Why are you busting your hump to try and get this guy to pay attention to you? And certainly don't just jump into bed with him and try and make everything okay that way, because it will, in the long run, that will bite you in the butt.
It sure will, because guess what, ladies and gents? Like, people can get sex from other people, so sex is sex. That's all I'm saying. You know, you can say, hey, I have fabulous sex with this person. In my opinion, like, sex is all, like, if you're mentally into the person, it's all a mental thing. So if I'm into you when I first meet you, of course the sex is beautiful. I love it because I'm into you. But when I start hating your guts and you want to touch me, I'm like, ew, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's
the
like
person
you want
then
to get,
becomes
like,
repulsive. It's true.
Exactly.
The person
exactly.
becomes repulsive to you. So,
so
you know,
it's
just,
mm-hmm.
and the other thing is, look at how you are portraying yourself by groveling and trying to hang on to this person. you're better than that. You know, if this person doesn't want to be with you, why on earth do you want them in your life?
It's true. I think really, as women,
yeah.
we're very strong. We are. We deal with so much.
But we don't
much.
Think we are. That's the biggest problem. I think because we are all raised to be submissive and kind and loving, and it's okay, I'll be your doormat. Go ahead and step on me and do whatever it is you want, as long as everyone's happy. No, sorry. At some point, you got to put your foot down and go, you know what? I deserve to be treated better than this. I am a princess. You know, no way. I'm not dealing with this.
Exactly. Because there are too many people in America, across the world, and migrating every day into America that you can meet and greet. And if you can't find people that are migrating or in America, then take a trip. Treat yourself to a vacation and meet someone outside of your realms because, you know, I'm saying this not just because I'm trying to, like, take away from anyone, but also when I have these conversations with Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, et cetera, it's also just to kind of bring it to the forefront for myself because I am a woman and I do have issues. We all have issues. No one is exempt from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that this is an awesome, you know, thing that Dr. Sue is bringing forth to the show because we get to, you know, talk about my issues along with everyone else's. Some people would try to keep their stuff, like, hidden. Like, I don't try to get on the show and be like, oh, well, this is what's happening. No, you know, because I think that I've developed a strong sense of how to deal with my emotions and filter them. Because at the end of the day, I look at myself as being strong. And no one does anything for me that I can't do for myself. Because as you stated earlier, get your vibrator and wait to day 3. So
exactly.
I'm definitely on that regimen.
For sure. Because the thing is, you got to hold yourself out for the right person. And too many women just, oh, this person's paying attention to me, so I'm just going to jump. And I'm not just talking sex, I'm just going to jump into this relationship because this person is paying attention to me. Rubbish. Don't do that. Do not do that because all you're doing is, first of all, you're lowering yourself. And I hate
mm-hmm.
to see women doing that. I really do. It drives me crazy. Do not lower yourself. You deserve the best person on the planet for you. And to say, well, there's no one out there for me, of course there is. Of course there's people. There's someone out there for everyone. If anything, I've learned more in the past 6 months watching and, you know, looking at different people and how they're handling themselves. More so, I've noticed that there is someone out there for everyone. You can look at someone and go, oh, man, that person's ugly. Doesn't matter. The person standing behind you could go, damn, that's hot. So just
mm-hmm.
let it go. There's
mm-hmm.
someone out there for everyone. So do not take garbage because you aren't garbage. And I think that's more important is for everyone to get that self-esteem going so that they realize, you know what? I'm worth it. I'm worth better than this. And that's what we're going to do on the show from now on is what we want to do is have everyone, you know, call in, email in, anything. If you're having problems with you know, in the bedroom, if you're having problems with sex, if you're having problems with your relationship, doesn't have to be man-woman relationship. It can be relationship with your family. It can be relationships with your kids. It doesn't matter. Any relationship. That's what we're here to discuss. And we're here to answer your questions and to make sure that, you know, you at least come away with a tool of some kind to be able to use for your particular thing. So, you know, definitely let us know your problems. Let us know if you've got questions. There's tons of ways that you can reach both me and Ms. P. So let us know your questions. If you don't want to call in, if you're afraid to call in, that's cool. You know, I understand that. But let us know. Talk to us in the chat room. Get in touch with us on Twitter. Let us know what's happening. Let us know what the problems are and let us try and help you solve them. Because there's nothing worse than being in these relationships and having problems with the people in your life. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a, you know, relationship based on, you know, two people having sex. It can be anything. It can be a relationship with your boss. Anything.
Excuse me. Absolutely. See, I'm just like in melting down because I don't do the Red Bull. I need caffeine. I need like a super gulp coffee. And as soon as Starbucks implements that, you know, the venti is just not big enough. And you know, most of that is warm milk.
We need
so
to hook
serious.
You up to an IV.
Oh my God. It's so funny you said that because that's exactly what I had said at one point. I said, I need an intravenous line of caffeine, caramel mocha latte, okay, ASAP, okay, for real. But definitely, as, you know, Dr. Sue just, you know, put out there that we want to hear from you guys. We want to get in tune to you. That's what the show is about, you know, not just us going back and forth with our concepts and, you know, knowledge or, you know, experience or whatever. We want to hear your experience, engage with you guys, and again, you know, follow us on Twitter, Dr. Sue, that's Dr. spelled out with Sue, and that's at Intune Show, and my email address is intuneshow@aol.com. So you guys can send in your stuff discreetly. I won't blast it on, you know, air or anything like that. We're also going to do, like, once a month, Dr. Sue, if it's cool with you, like, confessions. Because
oh,
we all
sure.
have stuff we,
oh,
yeah, we all.
Confessions rock. Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? Not even from the salacious point of it. You know, it's like, ooh, it's kind of a cool thing. What it is it's a huge relief. I get more gentlemen calling me, telling me, okay, I just did this, and I feel so much better having just told you this. You know, because it takes that weight off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're carrying around something that is, you know, weighing you down, my God, let it go. Because 9 out of 10 times, once you say it and someone else kicks back some info for you on it, you're going to realize that it wasn't really that big of a deal to begin with. And we're that, you know, both on this show and on my show, my show is going to be kind of explicit and probably could get rather raunchy. But
I can't wait. No.
So the confessions on there hopefully will be, like, really, really good. Actually,
yeah,
they actually might make you kind of go, but because a lot of
no,
them
that's
do.
Okay. I'm going to be like, I'm reading a book. Like, I'm reading a book. I'm ready. And also on the Intune website, I actually have a link up there for confessions. And people haven't
Brilliant.
Really put any. Yeah, no one really put anything that was like juicy. Like someone put in there, I confess that I really need coffee right now. You know, that's one of the things that I live off of. So I kind of was feeling that confession because I'm guilty of that too. But you know, but for the most part, you guys can go
you
on
know,
there
if you've
and
cheated
definitely,
on someone. Mm-hmm. That's a classic
mm-hmm.
one. You're carrying
mm-hmm.
that around. You know, that's tough to let go of. That's heavy. So you know. Let us know if you've cheated on whoever it is you happen to be with or whatever. Let us know.
Yeah, T says she loves raunchy, so I know T going to be tuned in to on Sunday because I'm definitely going to be tuned in first before the show starts 15 minutes ahead of time. I'm getting my
and
feet quick.
Stupid me, okay? What do? I book my first show not even thinking because when you are an entrepreneur and you work for yourself, I don't notice holidays. And
Mother's Day.
I looked at it and went, oh, it's Mother's Day. Whoops. That
it's
wasn't
okay.
too bright. So I think we're probably going to move the show to Mondays at 10 o'clock. So
okay, I'll
just
be
for
in.
This one, we'll just do the Mother's Day thing, and we'll try and keep it as nice for our mommies as we can. But
no. How you know that's not a gift to the mommies?
That's true. There's some really amazing MILFs out there. So, and now, believe it or not, there's GILFs. Too, so there's all kinds. Yeah, I know. She's
Mm-mm.
going, okay.
Right. I'm just really excited because it's just like another thing to like love and promote. You know what I mean? Because I adore you.
Yeah.
I love you. And it's just like an extension to like you is just like more to love. So I'm definitely ready to gain more insight on that because like you said, a lot of people are not in tune to like, hey, this and that factor of, you know, that world. And I'm not. And I will be the first
mm-hmm.
to admit it. So I know by this show, this would definitely, and having you be the host of the show is definitely going to have me tuned in. Had it been someone else, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, please, give me a break. Like, who wants to listen to that?
Well, and it depends.
But,
yeah,
you know,
like this is the thing is you want to make sure that the show is going to be on the up and up. for those of you males who are listening, if any of my clients are listening right now, this is not a jerk fest, so we're not putting up with that. There is no bashing on my show. There is going to be no, oh, I can't stand this person. Sorry. It's grown-ups. We're all going to behave nicely. Because if
and
not,
play together.
I'm going to get very angry.
Oh, God. And I don't think you guys
want
to see her. No. No. Not at all.
Don't make me go all Dom on everybody's butt.
No, don't do it. Don't go ham, Doc. Don't go ham, as they say. We do
but
not
yeah,
want
no,
that.
I think it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm hoping that, you know, people will come out and have a listen and just learn. That's what I'm there to do, is teach people that it's not the big scary thing everybody thinks that it is. So, and there's so many facets to it. It is one of the most multifaceted thing. And literally, I can tell you there is a fetish for everything. And when I say that, I am very confident, and I mean everything.
Really?
I mean
my
your coffee cup. I mean your lawn chairs. I'm talking everything.
Lawn
there
chairs.
Is nothing you cannot have a fetish for. And I have heard some of the most insane stuff on the planet. It just and it's fascinating how it ends up crossing the brain and coming out.
You know,
because it actually
giggling.
All crosses the brain pre-adolescent, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to stop giggling on lawn chair because I'm over here trying to suppress. Because
on lawn chair. Honestly, you can look it up online. I swear. Look it up online. You will see people who put their lawn chairs in sexual positions, and that is actually a fetish. And people look at that and do their thing.
You know, I just can't because, you know what, I tell myself that when I don't understand something, to research it to get a better understanding. But at first, hearing something that you never heard.
Till the end of time.
I mean,
you could never come up with that many things.
Coffee cups. I mean, all of this is new to me. You know, I just need to get in this world and you know, be there. Be there on Sunday, guys, because this is going to be worth it. Lawn chairs, you know, detergent bottles, like whatever. Whatever works for you, I'm with
it. Whatever. It doesn't matter what it is.
You know, I heard of shoes before, and I can get
shoes
that.
Shoes is huge. Shoes, feet, and the thing is with that, it's again, that one in and of itself takes on its own nuance. You can stand 100 men in front of me, each one of them saying I have a foot fetish. Absolutely every single one of those individuals will have their own twist on it. Some people like feet in pantyhose. Some people like feet in stockings. Some people like just bare feet. Some people like French pedicures. Some people like high heels. Some people like boots. It's endless. Absolutely endless.
It's amazing. It was really amazing because I just never knew that it was like to that depth. But honestly, I think that lawn chairs is never going to leave my brain until I die.
You're
going
to have to look it up now and see what I'm talking about. It's hilarious.
It totally is, and I think that I'm going to go to the grave with that because, you know.
And
I'm
not saying that we all have to condone this stuff, like, you know, just live and let live, but I'm just saying it's so varied and so wide when you say a fetish for everything. It literally is everything. But there is nothing out there that hasn't already been thought of.
Right, and the thing, I don't know why I'm tripping off of lawn chairs, Dr. Sue, because I know someone who, like, has a fetish with, like, towels and sheets. And
but
but
wait a minute. There's a difference between, okay, when we're talking fetish, we're talking sexual fetish. Now, you can have a love of towels and sheets. Like, in other words, oh, I can only sleep
sexual.
On 300 thread count. Or my towels have to be Egyptian cotton. That's different. I'm talking about someone who gets sexually turned on by their towels.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
the difference.
That's what I'm talking
really?
About. Yeah, you see, because my fetish for sheets is like, okay, 300 threads, no, that's going to hurt. I don't want that, you know, like it's too low of a thread. But aside of that, and that's how I kind of found out, because we were in Macy's and we were shopping for sheets and stuff, and she's just like, ooh, feeling on the sheets, and I'm like, whoa, you know, wow, are they soft? Like, what's happening, you know? So it made me want to feel it, the way she was rubbing it, you know?
Right.
And she's just like, this is just, feel it, and I'm like, I am feeling it. Like,
it's a sheet, what's your point, yeah.
So the bottom line was she, you know, admitted to me that she has a fetish with sheets, and that's why she has so many. She lives alone, no children, mm-hmm. nothing, and she's just immersed in all these sheets and towels. And I just thought she was just like, you know, just like to change it up and whatever, whatever in her apartment. Like, we like to do decorative stuff and stuff. But it was definitely because she likes to be intimate with her sheets. And it's safe to say that she's my friend, but from a distance, because I didn't understand that, you know. I was just kind of freaked out by that a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, and
not
that's
really,
the other thing everybody needs to realize is, I tell guys this all the time. You can be sitting in a boardroom, 20 guys around the table. I will guarantee you that there are two of them wearing women's panties.
I want to see.
100% guaranteed. People you don't even think would go down that, like, we're talking middle class, you know, church going couples, and they've got kids, and she doesn't know what he's doing on the side because, you know, he's into leather or something. Like, okay, that's really common, but, you know, like, he's into something. It's you'd be surprised at what's out there.
It's true. It's true.
The people you don't think you would, you know, the person that you least expect is usually the one that has some of the weirdest stuff. Like, there's bubblegum fetish. And not just bubblegum, it's how you blow the bubblegum.
Oh, really?
There's balloons. Balloons are common. Now, with balloons, again, it's something else. It's, you know, are we blowing them up? Do we like the feel of them? Some guys like popping. Some guys don't like popping. It's just, it's very varied.
Wow. This is so fascinating to me. So I know you guys have to be, like, with your jaws dropping like mine is right now. So you definitely better be tuned in to Dr. Sue's show, because this is more of a reason. So that's why I'm glad that she was on today, so she can kind of get us all warmed up for Sunday. And then on Mondays, because I'm definitely going to be tuned in every single time she's on, because I know it's going to be something new and exciting to learn. So, you know, I try not to be prejudiced against things, because I have my things too.
No, the trick is on all of this, you can raise an eyebrow and go, man, that is crazy stuff. That's fine. But don't damn the person for what they're enjoying. You know, as long as they're not harming someone else or themselves. Now, okay, we have to take that into consideration that, yes, there is some people who like pain. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about forcing people into doing things that they don't want to do.
Right.
Provided all that's on the up and up and whatever. I don't care if you're making out with your sheets. Who's it hurting?
Mm-hmm.
It's not hurting anybody. You may not understand it. You don't have to, because you don't have to do it. It's
maybe
just a matter
will,
of going, you know
I
what?
Really understand.
Hey, like, try rolling around in them. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I like a nice soft sheet, but, you know, it doesn't turn me on.
It doesn't turn me on either, Doc. I don't know.
You know,
I mean,
like the smell of the fabric softener in it. Gain,
yes.
I like. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's, I don't
yeah,
know,
I like,
but
that.
I don't, you know, get all warm and fuzzy over it.
Like,
I don't understand,
body,
but I'm not going to damn the person for it. You don't, like, oh, well, I can't talk to you anymore because I don't know how to talk to you, because all I can picture you is, you know, having fun rubbing your sheets.
No. It's not that we don't speak. It's just, like, from a distance, because, see, the thing about it is, like, if I told you that I was into a certain thing and you was like, oh, okay, wow, okay, you're still going to be, you know, you can still communicate with me. However, when someone tried to, like, force that on you every conversation, or every time you hang
oh,
out
no,
with them,
they
we got to talk
no,
about,
that's not cool.
Like, sheets and towels. Like, really, dude? I don't want to talk
is
about that every single
was,
time.
She was really trying to force
Yeah,
the
because
situation?
It was, like, since I knew, like, since she opened up to me, and I'm cool because I want people to be able to approach me, whatever, but at the same time, it's like, if something that I'm saying to you is not your thing and I'm being overbearing with it and you say, hey, P, you know, enough is enough, like, I'm good, I'm not going to continue to keep pushing that into on you,
so
because
she kept
I
doing
that
it.
Is you're uncomfortable with it. But every single time we hang out, hey, we're in a club, hey, we're having a good time, nobody's thinking about sheets and towels. She is. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
thinking
about
I
sheets
I just
want to
go
towels.
Home.
Right. And I'm just like, really? So then she's like, yeah. And then, girl, and I'm like, no, dude, I don't want to hear this. I don't, because I don't go to someone and say, well, this is what I did in the bed today, and this is what I did. No. Well, I sit there and tell an outright lie if we're having a conversation about something. I would admit to anything if it's brought up, because what's the sense of being, you know, lying about it? But to just keep trying to enforce that on someone just because you shared that with them is not fair either. So that's why we cool, and I say, hey, how you doing? How's everything? Good, good, good. But I keep it very brief. I don't hang out, and I keep it
Yeah, you can't like at a take distance. Something and shove it down someone's throat. I have an issue with that on religion. It's the same as, you know, you get a religious zealot, and it's they just want to convert everyone. It's like, but you're not on my side, so, you know, I want you all on this side. And I think that's more of a, you know, people just want to be in a community. So when someone finds something, they want to show it to everybody. Now, I, you know, the fact that she's trying to shove sheets down your throat is kind of weird.
Right, she wants me to get busy with sheets and towels. You
yeah.
know, and she's like, yeah, what, you know, the little hand towel. No, I don't want to know about the hand. I mean, it made me feel like I didn't want to even dry off with my own towel. Like, it was
now
just
you feel dirty.
I was having nightmares.
Towels are not supposed to make you feel dirty. They're supposed to dry you.
Like, in a shower with the soap scrubbing. Like, no, no. You know, it was like one of those things. Like,
so now you get
cooking.
A towel phobia out of it, which is a whole other ballgame.
You know, exactly. I was like, bring me a roll of Bounty. I'm drying off with the quicker picker-upper. Like, forget it. Like, I'm not doing this no more. Like, stop it already.
Man.
You're torturing me. Like, I'll listen, but don't try to, like, you know, bury me in it. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. You're not. You shouldn't do that with anything. I don't care what it is. You should never do that.
Exactly.
Never,
it's
ever,
just
ever.
Overwhelming, and it's pushy, and it's, you know, it's just not a good look. So
mm-hmm.
everything has its, you know, max. And when I reach it and I try to tell you, hey, listen, I'm not with that, and you still like, hey, girl, you know, the towel, the brown one, like, hey, hey.
Is she named
the brown
them all? I would love to know. I would love to get her on the show,
favorite?
And I'm not kidding. I would love to find out more, like, do you name them, or do they have personalities, or, like, I don't get it. I would love to know what this is. It's kind of interesting to me.
No, it is interesting, but then it's like, okay, after a while, you know, I don't want to hear what you do
with
them.
Oh, yeah, like, you don't need to hear it every time you're with
exactly.
them. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see, I don't want to visualize it, because I started getting, I literally was getting nightmares thinking, I was like,
mm-hmm.
every thought was a towel, and every time I went into a store, it was just like, you know, I was telling my mom, could you buy me some sheets? And she was like, what you mean, buy you some sheets? I'm like, I don't even want to go pick them up myself, like.
How do you
do
pick a towelie off of South Park now? It's
exactly.
Like, just, I don't know. It's like, is that what she sees, you know? Is the little dude just smoking a blunt and, like, you know, you want to get high? I don't know. It's so weird. But it's interesting. I really would like to know what, where, how her mind works on that.
You know, I don't have her number stored in my phone anymore, honestly. But
no,
I
don't know why. I mean, you know, I just hang out in the linen department. I'm sure we could find her again.
Just go to Macy's. Just go to Macy's. You'll
exactly.
see her standing in a discount. Maybe having the sales. That's when she's in there. I mean, I've never seen. Now, this woman has a four-bedroom apartment. She has
right
a four-bedroom apartment.
A whole new meaning.
A four-bedroom apartment by herself with nothing but nice sheet sets and towels and stuff. I was like,
well, if
wow.
you think about it, it kind of works the same as a rubber room. So, you know, if she's sitting in there bouncing off the walls, at least it's comfy.
Okay, at least you have space. So, you know, you can have this lover in this room and this lover in this room and that lover. And when I say lovers, I'm, you know, referencing the towels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So each one to have their own room. But,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to let
well,
her listen to this.
That's nice. I mean,
yeah,
she's
definitely
going
to let her listen to this and let her know that, you know.
There's no, like, towel fighting going on. She's keeping
yeah,
them separate.
Like, you know, I'm not talking behind your back. I'm just letting people know what you know, that this is what it is. And, yeah.
Because it's interesting. I mean, other people would go, oh, my God. But, yeah, like, okay. I would like to know how she thinks on that and why she does it and how she does it. And
I don't know. She just
sometimes
simply
you can
said to
remember,
me it's so good. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you, but sometimes you can remember when the fetish started, because most fetishes start pre-adolescence, believe it or not. You're talking 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And it's not a sexual thing at that point. It has to cross when brain synapses are being, you know, connected, and it has to hit at a precise moment for it to work. So actually, the fact that there's fetishes at all is amazing. And the fact that there's as many as there are is just doubly amazing.
Absolutely, because I'm still on lawn chairs and towels. Seriously.
There you go.
And coffee cups.
I mean, can you imagine if you got like a lawn chair person and a towel person together and you took them to the beach? Oh, they'd be like orgasming all over the sand. I mean, I don't know how they can deal. You couldn't take them on vacay. Like, what the heck?
It was vacay. It's over. Vacay.
It's like you're going to be banned. You're going to be hedonism or something. I don't know. It's just,
you're
going to
be banned.
Work.
Your passports would be abandoned. They would stake them and restrict them. Okay, taking
exactly.
somebody that was into, you know, folding tables and all of that is not allowed because you couldn't take them to a picnic. You know, it's just...
Yeah,
it's
like you just,
involved.
You're very limited at what you could do with these people. But they would make a great couple. If we hooked up lawn chair with towel, I think it would work well.
Hey, I think that would happen. I really do, you know, because she's into whatever. So, you know, I'm definitely going to reach out to her. I'm definitely going to send her this link because, you know, I don't like to talk behind people's backs. She needs to know that this was a conversation that was live.
No, and we're
okay?
not making, even though it sounds like we're making fun, I'm not making fun. It's a classic example of how varied fetish really is and how literally it can be any object, anything at all.
Exactly. It's so true. It's so true. And I'm definitely, like I said, tune into Dr. Sue's show this Sunday. Is it 5 o'clock, Dr. Sue?
6 o'clock Eastern.
6 o'clock Eastern.
Yep.
Tune in. And what's the number,
Doc? 6 o'clock Eastern. You know what? I have
number.
No idea because I don't have it open in front of me. Isn't that stupid of me? But it's In Bed with Dr. Sue on Blog Talk Radio. You can look it up that way.
Yeah, find her on Twitter also. At
find
Dr.
me on
Sue.
Twitter, yeah, at Dr. Sue. Head on over to the website. It's there.
The Dr.
Sue
Review.
Yeah. So
check
it's
it
pretty much
out.
Everywhere. You can't not find it. So
right. She's
yeah,
the girl.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And, you know, I hope you guys, you know, enjoyed our little, you know, conversation tonight. For all those that don't
and
know.
Please
Dr.
remember, please mm-hmm. remember, we want you guys to ask questions, please. Send us your questions. Email the questions. Tweet the questions. You do a DM on Twitter if you don't want anyone else to see it. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what we're here to do. Every single week we are going to be discussing sex and relationships and you name it. So
right.
any questions that you have, get in touch with me, get in touch with Ms. P, get in touch with, through the Entune show. Any way you want to get in touch, let us know.
Right. You have a lot of sources. We're here. We're here. It's about, you know, you guys. We're here for you. And we're glad that you're here for us as well, aren't we, Dr. Sue? You know,
we
amazing
sure
fill
are.
In.
Because mm-hmm. who else would listen to our shenanigans?
Exactly. Exactly. Only awesome people like our listeners will listen to our shenanigans. And that's why we
right.
appreciate and love you guys so much. And that's why I go on Twitter every chance I get when I'm supposed to be making, you know, the donuts. I'm not. You know, I'm tweeting. You know,
that's
support,
right.
support, support. So, you know, I'm going to get fired.
Support and
hope...
uplift everybody. Please uplift, uplift, uplift. Do not bash. There's too much hate.
Yes.
Stop the hate. Even though Miss P has now gone into delirium because she hasn't had her coffee, she's now gone into giddy mode.
I have, and I want you guys to recognize that sign so you guys can
and
know
and she will
to
never
some...
be able to take a shower again after this, so.
Exactly, because
now
I'm looking
evening.
At, you know, I'm going back to, you know, Bounty for a little bit after this conversation, but I definitely want to, you know, thank you, Dr. Sue, for all that you do and all that you are, you know, taking the time to always, you know, uplift and empower. I see you on Twitter all the time, still giving advice and everything, even on your off time, and I appreciate you for that. I appreciate everyone that, you know, tunes in tonight with Dr. Sue and myself, and we look forward to your continuous support, and if there's anything that we can do for you guys as far as, like, support and any questions, concerns, whatever, get at us and
let us
know.
I mean, hey, it happened with T this week. She was having problems with her daughter. She'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped in there and told her what to do, and I don't know if she did it or not. But
yeah, she
we'll
said that she do appreciate
out.
You in the chat room. She do, too.
She I know she does.
You.
She's a wonder. She's, like, one of our best supporters.
What? T is what? Whoever don't have a T on a team, They're missing it.
You're not going to make it. It's that simple.
You
forget it. You just hang it up right now.
If
teacher's not on your side, there is no point in even carrying on. Just put the project down and walk away.
I'm serious. She has been a supporter of the show since day one. Day one. I love her, love her, love her, and appreciate her so much because, you know, she's been like that rock in the storm. Even when I had zero listeners, she was that one listener that was tuned in. And I appreciate and love her for that. Yay, T! Love you, love you, love you. Love you. And, again, we're not going to keep Dr. Sue too long for all those that don't know. Dr. Sue's in Canada. So, you know, love her. Yeah, she is, you know. At least I know when I visit over there, I have somewhere to stay. Hint, hint. But
there you go.
Anyway.
Although I had the other night, I had a moose walk through my backyard, which is so cliche. It's kind of scary. But I almost peed my pants. So there you go. For those of you who have pee fetishes, there's one for you right there. Because it was scary.
See, she said hint, hint. Okay, hint, hint. Okay,
but
Dr.
Yes,
Sue.
And thank you, Ms. P, for being the uplifter, for putting everybody together and giving everybody their 15 minutes in the spotlight. Like, you do so much for music. It's unbelievable.
You
help everybody.
Thank you so much. I'm trying really, really hard to, you know, bridge that gap and, you know,
and no, Sam,
together.
We're not
going to
play Motorhead.
No, we're not.
Sam
not
in the chat room is going, oh, yeah. Play Motorhead.
Definitely. And I want you guys to really, really quick mark this date on your calendar. And June 16th, I'm going to have Dr. Lila Wolf. She's an amazing doctor. Love her, love her, love her. Can't say enough about her. Secure a Cure for MS. I'm going to have Dawn DePhillips. And all these people that's going to be on this show for that, like, 15 minutes of fame like we did for the business networking thing is going to be for health and wellness. So for people that's going through whatever, don't have, you know, insurance and da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to have it all worked out by the 16th where I can incorporate. And if you guys have, like, live outside of New York and you have places that you want me to search out doctors and see where I can work out a deal with doctors where you guys can go and be seen without insurance, definitely let me know because for all those that don't know, on my day job, I'm basically billing manager, so I deal with insurance. So I'll personally contact the doctors and see in your area to see who I can get that's willing to do sliding scales and stuff of that nature so you guys can stay healthy because, you know, without, you know, health, you have nothing. So we have to start
And think about
that,
you guys. Think about that for just a moment. That's a huge resource that she's putting on the table right now. So take advantage of it. I mean, if you've got issues, you've got health issues, please. Please, please, please get in touch with Ms. P. She's here to help you out. That's what she's doing. So what is that date again?
Oh, that's going to be June 16th from 6 to 8. From 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to have, you know, some speakers. I'm going to have a whole slew of stuff for people to, you know, kind of get in tune with health and wellness from holistic healing. And it's all holistic. I'm not into, like, hey, cut me open, give me surgery unless I'm dying. If somebody shoot me, take the bullet out, give me drugs. But if your body is meant to heal, so there's other ways that we can, you know, get our bodies back in a functional level naturally that a lot of people are not aware of. So I'm just bringing that to the forefront. And, again, if you guys live outside of New York and need assistance with, you know, getting a doctor to, you know, because you don't have health care, then definitely let me know ASAP so I can get on that and, you know, get my coffee together for this mission that I'll be on trying to find someone for you. So, again, love, love, love you, Dr. Sue, and I love all you babies. Stay in tune, okay? And tune in on Sunday with Dr. Sue's show. We're definitely going to end that with Dr. Sue. I'm going to be tweeting the hell out of that, and I'm definitely going to be
And Lord knows, we don't know who you're going to end up in bed with Dr. Sue. There's a lot of people in my bed coming in and out, so you're going
to
love it.
And I can't wait because I'm just going to try to get on the edge of the bed and hope I don't fall out, okay?
Yeah, don't. You may not want to get too close to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to put you in a full-body condom, but that's okay.
That's okay. Put me in it because I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Fit, do my fitting. Get the measuring tape. So you guys have a good night.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, and we'll be back here in 2 weeks again with Dr. Sue. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue, for everything.
You're very welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Dr. Sue. Love her, love her, love her. If you're not following her, then do so now. @DOCTORSUE on Twitter. Follow, support, okay? Love this woman with everything. Also, if you're not following T, then you're missing out on her. T, please make sure that you give everybody your at on, and, you know, I think everybody in the chat room right now should exchange ads on Twitter and Facebook information so everyone can uplift and support one another, period. Do it, and do it now because I'm about to end the show, okay? So if you're not in tune with each other in the chat room, there's plenty enough people in there to exchange information and start following and supporting each other. Follow Lady G. She's also a big supporter of the Intune show. She is a advocate, a monster. You can hire her for promotion. She is a monster on, you know, building up your promotion on social networks. So get with her and definitely, you know, talk to her about her packages and stuff like that she offers. Please, everybody, take the time now to, you know, write down and support everyone's follow and Facebook information because, you know, that's important for us to stay connected and grow together. And again, that show is June 16th from 6 to 8. And for all those, like I said again, that reside outside of New York City and need assistance, then let me know. If you guys have any questions for Dr. Sue, she's always available, always, and so am I. I love you guys. I thank you. I appreciate you. And if this wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be doing what I do. Y'all make it all possible, and it's all good. So Chingy's going to be on the show. You know, and I don't know if you guys were aware of that next week on the 16th, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to play one of his new tracks, although I was going to save it for when he was on air, but it's okay. I'll give you a little taste of what's to come. I'm into this song, and I'm sure you guys will be into it too. So let's see. Chingy, coming right up for you guys. You guys have a good night. And tune in tomorrow, because guess what? We have a new Gossip Girl. Ms. Chaz. So tune in to be updated on all the gossip and all the things that we got going on. And for the Chingy song, it's called Let's Go by Chingy.
Okay. That's right. Bang! J-Class, what's good, my dude? You know how we do this, man.
Woo! Born by 20. Somebody better let her know. I let it go. Slap it down to the floor. Baby, let it go. Got a whole lot of money. I let it go. I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Your man thinks it's no go pay. I let it go. Them cameras in her joking, but I'm not the dirt. 5 seconds 1, 10 seconds 5, 20 seconds 10, yeah, we getting live. Them chickens flocking over, cause they know we got it. Announce I'm in the building, start a damn ride. My money helping, yo, shit gonna die. Them cameras mugging, but tell them cameras cry. This spot so packed, I'm amp, I think I just might buy. My paper lies, your paper cries.
4, 5, 10, 20, I let it go. Somebody better let her know. I let it go. Slap it down to the floor. Baby, let it go. Got a whole lot of money. I let it go. I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. I let it go.
Let it go.
Your man thinks it's no go pay. I let it go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let it go. Damn. Lil' mama's working it. real. Luxury like a coupe de ville. Got that blue steel. Control your mouth before I meet you real. Baby girl, my target, and best believe I'ma shoot to kill. Maybe she won't, maybe she will, but I'ma see what she'll do for thrill. Born size, 20, drama, let it go. Don't be stirred, pop that thing, go and let it show. Don't call, talking about leaving, I ain't showing. I'ma let her go. Dirty, I don't make it rain, I let it pull.
Represent yourself, or ask questions to get in tune.
You got that.